When your immune system is weak from battling long-term disease and coping with immune-suppressing drugs like chemotherapy, it stands to reason that it may be more at risk of bacterial infections. Food is obviously one potential source. That means preparing and storing food safely is a priority, and you'll need to avoid eating high-risk foods too. In a moment, we'll talk about which foods are safe and which ones you should steer clear of. For now, though, we're going to look at general food hygiene, so how to best prepare and store it. Dietitian Emily Jeffrey is here to give us her expert advice. Emily, let's start where most of us do, at the supermarket. What's your advice for people when they're doing the groceries?
So when people are shopping for food, we recommend that you have a look at the use-by or the best-before date and purchase and consume food within that date that's suggested. We also suggest buying your perishable goods like your dairy products or your meat products at the end of your shopping trip. And if possible, storing them in one of the freezer bags available at the supermarket to keep them nice and cool, and then to head home immediately after that so they stay at the right temperature. The other thing we would suggest is to try and avoid buying foods that are from bulk mix, so nuts or fruit and nut mixes from those bulk containers. Instead, choose things that are from individual packets.
And what about, you know, sometimes a packet might have fallen over and it's a bit damaged. Do you, I guess, avoid those?
Yes, definitely. So avoid things that have torn packaging or damaged cans as well.
All right, so when you get home, of course, you've got to store it, and there are certainly a lot of things to know that most people, well, a lot of people may not know. So what's your advice, I guess, on how food should be stored?
So foods kept in the refrigerator should be kept less than 5 degrees. And foods kept in the freezer should be under negative 18 degrees. When serving hot foods should be served at greater than 70 degrees. And when reheating foods as well, making sure that they're steaming hot when served. If you're using a microwave in particular, it can tend to reheat foods a little bit unevenly. So when using the microwave, make sure you stir the food regularly in order to make sure that the food is reheated thoroughly and evenly throughout the whole meal.
Now, I know that keeping temperatures fairly constant is important, and when you're putting things in the fridge, that can alter the temperature, can't it?
Yeah, so try not to overfill the fridge or the freezer, as that can tend to increase the temperature, which might mean that foods are then stored at an unsafe temperature.
What about particular foods, things that you wouldn't necessarily always put in the fridge? I guess when you're going through cancer treatment, you might need to be a little bit more careful. So things like eggs that you might normally have out, what should you do with them?
So eggs should be stored in the fridge. It's important, again, that they're kept under that 5 degrees.
And then what about where you put things in the fridge? Should raw meat be separate to everything else?
Yes, so when you're storing meats, try to store them on the bottom shelf of the fridge so that they don't drip onto anything else. And keep your cooked meat separate from raw meats as well.
Is there any advice, I guess, for food that's been in the fridge and when you can consume it?
So when looking to refrigerate your leftover food, refrigerate it as soon as the steam has gone from the food. Don't leave it out on the bench to cool down. And then when looking to reheat that leftover food, make sure you use it within 24 hours. Don't leave it in the fridge for longer than that.
And what about defrosting?
When you're defrosting food, defrost food within the fridge or the microwave. Don't leave it on the bench to defrost. There's the potential there for bacteria to grow in that environment as opposed to the food being defrosted in the microwave or the fridge.
What are some of the do's and don'ts when you're actually preparing the food?
Make sure that you wash your hands before preparing your food. Washing them thoroughly with soapy water is advisable. And when you dry them, aim to dry them with a paper towel as opposed to a tea towel, for example, as tea towels can harbour extra bacteria.
Okay, what about, you know, once you wash your hands, obviously washing the things that you use, when are times to do that? What do you need to do?
So the aim is, again, to look at washing all of your food preparation tools prior to using them. So that might mean your knives, your chopping boards, any of the equipment you're going to use to be preparing food. It's also recommended that you use different chopping boards and utensils when preparing different types of foods as well. So looking at using different things for preparation of meat products and a different chopping board, for example, again, to prepare your vegetables for your meal.
And all this washing extends to the produce itself too, doesn't it, sometimes, say with fruit and veg?
Yeah, definitely. So we recommend that you wash and dry all of your fruit and vegetables before eating them.
What about if you've got some cuts and things on your hands? I mean, do you have to be super careful about that?
Yeah, you do. You need to look at covering those cuts or grazes with a waterproof plaster or band-aid. And when it comes to pets, to try and keep them away from food preparation areas as well. So kitchen bench tops should be wiped and cleaned before use, and also looking at things like cloths or sponges to be disinfected or replaced regularly as well. Our recommendations for the food preparation area are for general food hygiene. So you don't need to do anything too extreme in order to keep your food preparation area clean. The things that we've suggested are adequate in order to keep things safe.
Eating out is something a lot of people really love to do, but I guess that could be slightly risky as well. What are some of the things that you need to be aware of just to make safe food choices?
Yeah, many people are concerned about eating out, and they often avoid eating out as they are scared of the risks that come with that. There are a few things to look out for when eating out. When your food is served, make sure that is steaming hot, and try to avoid places where the salads are pre-prepared, so things like salad bars, street vendors, market stalls, where food may have been sitting there for a period of time and perhaps not stored correctly. So aim to buy foods that are freshly prepared.
Should you ask how long it's been sitting there perhaps, or just avoid it altogether?
I would suggest that those things are avoided.
All right, so speaking of avoiding, what other high-risk foods should you veer away from just to make sure that you really reduce that risk of food poisoning?
Certain foods are high-risk foods when it comes to bacterial infections. So things like ready-to-eat chickens, for example, either whole or in portions, are one of those high-risk foods. Processed meats as well, for example, ham and salami from deli counters. So we would suggest choosing tinned fish or tinned meats as an alternative to that. Again, choose freshly prepared salads and homemade salads as opposed to using salad bars.
Now, I love soft cheeses, but I know through a lot of friends having gone through pregnancy that you've got to veer away from that in that situation. I mean, is it similar when you're going through cancer and you are at that higher risk?
Soft cheeses are a high-risk food when it comes to listeria, which is a type of bacteria. And so it is advisable to avoid soft cheeses. Soft cheeses can be used in cooking if they reach temperatures of hotter than 70 degrees as the heat kills the bacteria.
Okay, and I guess the same goes for raw meats, raw fish, you know, salmon, that kind of stuff.
Yes, so make sure with meats and seafood that they're cooked thoroughly. So undercooked seafood and meat can be a risky food when it comes to bacteria.
Okay, and then how would you know, I guess, if you're cooking it yourself, say, with meat, when it's ready and it's okay to eat?
Meat, you can generally tell when it's cooked, when the juices coming from the meat are clear.
Okay. Now, eggs. I know that people are recommended to eat eggs because they're easy, they're quick, they're full of protein, but are there things to know about them?
Yeah, eggs are a very nutritious food, so we encourage their consumption for all people. However, when the eggs are raw or undercooked, they can be a high-risk food when it comes to bacteria. So foods such as mousse or mayonnaise or any other salad dressings made with raw egg are a high-risk food and should be avoided.
What about pâtés? Do they come under that raw meat sort of thing?
Homemade pâtés are safe to eat, but should be consumed within 24 hours.
Okay, so you can have some little guilty pleasures.
Definitely.
I've heard that probiotics are something to be wary of.
We would recommend that people choose pasteurised yogurts as opposed to using a probiotic yogurt. Whilst these contain good bacteria, for people that have weakened immune systems, any bacteria we consider to be a high-risk food.
Now, we talked about soft cheeses before. Are there other dairy products to be careful of?
When choosing dairy products, choose pasteurised dairy products. So, for example, milk, yogurts, custard, all of those products should be pasteurised, as well as your cheeses.
And does that cover ice cream as well?
Soft serve ice cream and commercial thick shakes or smoothies should be avoided. If you wanted to have those sorts of things like smoothies, we would suggest that you prepare them yourselves with ingredients that are considered safe to use, such as those pasteurised dairy products.
Now, when we're talking pasteurised, that's obviously because foods and things have been heated to a particular level and that makes them safe. Mm-hmm. And honey comes under that banner, doesn't it?
Yes, so again, honey is safe to choose provided that has been pasteurised or heat treated to kill off any bacteria that might have been present.
So we've talked about certain things to avoid. What foods are on the safe list?
The important thing to remember is that most foods are safe to eat. We would like to encourage a healthy, balanced diet amongst everybody. The general consensus is that if you're choosing foods that are freshly cooked and eaten while they're still hot, that they're a safe food. Again, foods that are well washed, such as your fruits and vegetables, are a safe food. All tinned food that is eaten on opening are safe to eat. Things like breads and cereals are a good choice. Pasteurised milk and milk products are again a good choice. And dried foods like nuts and beans are a good choice. However, remembering to try and choose those in their individual packets as opposed from a bulk mix in the supermarket.
So really, if you apply a bit of common sense, then pretty much most things should be okay and you should be pretty relaxed about that.
Yeah, everybody can still achieve a balanced diet whilst keeping food safety in mind.
Now, if you are a bit worried about being at risk of greater bacterial infection, I suppose it's a good idea to speak to your doctor.
Yeah, certainly some people might need to follow a stricter dietary guideline, but that would be initiated by your doctor often or your dietitian. So approach them for more advice.